MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Monday morning. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week alongside Brian Mitchell. We got plenty of stuff to get into throughout the day. We got plenty of people joining the show. Bobby Blanco going to join the show coming up at 10:30. We got Chris Miller coming up at noon. Mark Zuckerman coming up at 1:30. Obviously, plenty to talk about. But B-Mitch, first, how was your holiday weekend?
Oh, man, I had a great holiday weekend. Hung out with the two grandkids. And my grandson has already learned how to manipulate people. So I wake up in the morning, and he's up around 7. That's when he knows, 6, 7, 7, he gets up. And as soon as he sees me, he go walk, and he say, shoes. So I put his shoes on, and I'm like, dude, you're not walking. I'm putting you in a stroller and pushing you. So if you're leaving out the house, he wants to get his tennis shoes or his shoes on, and then you go put him in the damn stroller because he likes to be outside. And my little granddaughter, just the prettiest thing in the world. So I couldn't say no to either one of them, so. That's how it was.
What were you cooking up on 4th of July?
Oh, man. So, let's see. The day before, we did a shrimp boil. And then on the 4th of July, all we did was, like, fried catfish and salad and potato salad. Then Saturday, we barbecued. So, we did chicken, ribs, burgers, dogs, salmon, and lamb chops.
Everything you could want.
We hooked it up. Well, I hooked it up. You know, the other dudes just sat around and watched me cook.
It sounds like some good food, though. I would have been down
for
that.
We had a good time, man. It was fun. Drove back yesterday from North Carolina all the way to Fredericksburg. It rained. Then it stopped. There was no rain around the house. You know, and then all of a sudden, boom, today I was driving in. It was raining. It got into D.C. It was no rain.
It's been weird, these little pockets that keep popping up. Yeah.
Well, it says a tropical storm was coming through North Carolina, which I expect to come up here, you know, but it was real rain down there, dog.
Yeah, I mean, it was
the rain
weird.
Where you got, if you see 50 cars, every car had their hazards on going slow.
It was weird yesterday. I was at Nationals Park. Obviously, we're going to get into the Nationals here in just a second, but.
Oh, we're going to get into them.
They had like a 17 minute rain delay, which is very, very short, but it was because it started sprinkling. You felt it, I think, in the second inning. You started to feel some of the sprinkles, and then all of a sudden it was heavy enough that the grounds crew had to come out, make sure that the field didn't get unplayable in that time frame. You know how it is. You get some of those that are just torrential, but it only lasts for a few minutes.
Yeah, it comes in and leaves, but that's this time of the year, man. I tell everybody, once you hit beyond 2:30, at this time you can expect some type of rain. And especially out that way where I live in Centerville, I'm going home, you can see the darkness coming from the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And that cold air hit that warm air, it's going to have a thunderstorm. So I see a lot of them in there, during this time of the year. That's why I really don't like this exact time where you're sitting there, you want to go play golf all day, and we get off at 2, and it's going to be raining by 3.
So big news yesterday for the Washington Nationals. We might as well get right into it. So yesterday, I was at Nationals Park and watched the game, and I was expecting, honestly, the Nationals to get crushed because Garrett Crochet was on the hill. Shinosuke Ogasawara, we'll talk a little bit about him, I'm sure, at some point. He was making his major league debut for the Nationals, the first pitcher they'd signed from Japan. And it didn't go great for Shinosuke. Gave up 4 runs in the first inning. He ends up getting pulled in the 3rd inning. Maybe wasn't as bad as you would think. And they actually got to Garrett Crochet. But this is how crazy it got for about an hour and a half period, B-Mitch. Round 4:45 is when the Nats game wrapped up. They get swept by the Red Sox. They lose 6-4. You knew that they were announcing All-Stars at about 5:30. And so at that point, by the time that the thing was wrapping up, the show on ESPN, James Wood and Mackenzie Gore are both going to the All-Star game. So you got the roller coaster of getting swept by the Red Sox. Right. You're down. About 45 minutes later, you get James Wood and Mackenzie Gore named to the All-Star game. And less than an hour later, you get the report from Jeff Passan that Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez were both fired.
Yeah.
So in the course of an hour and a half, you went from getting swept to two of your guys that are the cornerstones of the franchise getting named All-Stars to the general manager and the manager being fired. Just a roller coaster of a day for Nats.
It's a roller coaster. Well, I can tell you this. I didn't get the alert that James Wood and them were going to the All-Star game, but I did get the alert that the two people were released. I'm riding down the highway and my watch went bzz, bzz, and I just happened to look and I saw Nats release. And I'm like, okay, so let me see what this is. So I hit the little thing and I said, oh, okay then. So my immediate thought was, and I don't know if people would agree with this, and this is nothing that was told to me or nothing like that. This is just, I think about how things work a lot. Rizzo hired Davey. And every time someone asked Rizzo about Davey, he kept saying, well, he won us a World Series here. That also puts a feather in your cap. So I think they got to a point where, okay, you're not going to let him go. We're going to let both of y'all go. And I know we'll talk to JP a little bit later, and I know JP always says that Rizzo was the best general manager in this area. So I started thinking about it a little bit. Is that very hard to say? When you had Ernie, you had Vinny, you had Bruce, Ron was partially one. I think the Cavs general manager has always been stable. But when you compare him to people that had no success, is that saying a lot? And listen, this, I understand the business of professional sports. Hell, I was in it. You can be great in your past, but they're not going to keep you around just because of your past. You have to be doing it today. And you and I were talking before we started. It's never been a good bullpen.
Mm-mm.
For the last 20 years, hasn't been a good bullpen.
Even when they won the World Series.
You had some great starters, but your bullpen sucked. Okay? That is something that's been a thing that goes with him a long time. So when you don't have those starters, you get what you're getting right now. But Mackenzie Gore has had a marvelous year. But once he leaves the game leaves too. Because you put the other stuff in there and nothing happens. And eventually, hell, Andy Reid left Philly. Bill Belichick left New England. Great coaches get released. You know, great GMs get released if things get stagnant. And right now with this group, now we don't know if the guy that they put as the interim GM is going to work. And I could say one thing to the learners. All fingers are pointing at you now. You can't sit up. You fired Davey. You fired Rizzo. But now they're going to say, what the hell are the owners doing? Because nobody is going to get this new guy, DeBartolo, his name, Bartolo. Mm-hmm. They're not going to expect him to come in and be great. He's been here under Rizzo. Okay? So when he steps in, they don't have enough experience for people to automatically throw everything to him. It's in y'all laps. Let's see if y'all going to be able to lead this thing.
100%. And it's just crazy to see the change in all of this because they entered the month of June, B-Mitch, just 2 games under 500. They were 28-30. In the month of June, they went 7-19.
Mm-hmm.
Since that stretch now, they're 9-23, and they're 37-53 overall. And so any sort of move from a ball club that is 37-53 shouldn't be shocking because this is a wins and losses business. And I thought Barry Sferluga had a really, really good piece written about this last night. He was on with the Junkies earlier, kind of alluded to this as well, that there was a vibe, and after he mentioned it, I could kind of see it in my interactions over there as well, that there was a vibe of comfortability. And when you get too comfortable in professional sports, you get complacent.
Yeah.
And so there was this, they didn't have an urgency about them. And so when you have stretches like this and you continue to lose, there's not any sort of motivation to get out of it. There's not any sort of motivation to get back in the win column like it used to be. I mean,
it's like a lack of accountability.
Yeah, 100%. It used to be that when you'd come on this radio station, you could break down every single game because wins and losses mattered. You could talk, you know, hey, I didn't like that pitching change last night, or hey, I didn't like this lineup decision. Not say you're doing that every day, but you could do that. When's the last time we've talked about an individual game for the Nationals on this station?
None.
It hasn't been a long time because it doesn't matter, because it individual games don't matter.
I think also when the focus becomes what's happening off the field more, it lets you know it's time for a change. We haven't been talking about the games as much as we've been talking about what Davey said, what Rizzo needs to do. Are they going to change? But I'm very surprised by the timing.
100%. That's the shocking part of it.
Right now, you can't tell me DeBartolo, like, let's say you and I work together. Hell, we're working together. What am I talking about? And you have a lot of information, and I listen to what you're saying. I have a lot of information. Listen, I don't know it like you know it. You don't know my stuff like I know it.
Mm-hmm.
DeBartolo don't know all that stuff how Rizzo and his crew does. You know what I'm saying? They were leading, and I'm sure he was around, but he may not know it all. But as Lanfield and I were talking earlier, Lanfield stated, the drafting hadn't been great over the last 10 years any damn way.
No.
Over a decade. And now, do they expect this dude to jump in with his lack of experience and all of a sudden just do it right? Now, the youthfulness may bring a little something into it. You know, people, old school dudes have a mindset, you know, and maybe just a fresh mindset may change up the trajectory of this squad.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So when Ken Rosenthal wrote that piece, kind of scathing about the Nationals, what was that, about a month ago or so? Mm-hmm. And we were having extended discussions about this and where the Nationals were in terms of their rebuild and as an organization. The thing that I said then was they have to look in the mirror and make a decision on how they're going to operate.
Yeah.
And I think this is an opportunity for them to finally make that decision. Now, that's all it is. It's an opportunity. It's not saying they made the correct decision. It's not saying that they're going to make the correct decision. You know, if Mike DeBartolo's not ultimately the guy, or even if he is, they needed to look in the mirror and decide how they're going to operate. Mike Rizzo, to me, is a big market general manager, and he very well may find another job somewhere else, and he might be successful somewhere else, because I think you can look through Mike Rizzo's tenure and you can find good. You can also find plenty of bad. And so to me, when you look at the things that he excelled at, that's things that big market general managers need to be good at. He was good at the trades, and that's something that he's always been really, really good at. You can look and find a few. You know, we can talk about the Scherzer-Turner deal, whether that's good or not. But for every Scherzer-Turner deal, there's, you know, getting Lane Thomas for John Lester and turning Lane Thomas into a nice piece. And obviously we can talk about three All-Stars now coming back in the Juan Soto trade. His ability in the trade market was fantastic. I think when he was given the resources, he was good at signing free agents. Max Scherzer, look at the conversation when he was signed here. Mm-hmm. It was, this is the worst pitcher contract of all time, this and that. And we're going to look back at that as maybe the greatest free agent pitcher contract up until this point in history. You look at Patrick Corbin. I know over the course of his contract, he wasn't great. They don't win the World Series in 2019 without Patrick Corbin.
Yeah.
And so I think when you look at those sorts of things, that's what a big market general manager needs to excel at. And I think he did that. The issue is this team started operating as a small market following the World Series in 2019. And Mike Rizzo does not operate well as a small market general manager because the onus then is put on drafting and development.
They don't coincide. They don't work well together.
And I don't know.
I got to spend some money, and you don't want to spend some money.
So here's where I can't build a team like that. Here's where I think it's interesting because we talk about whether they're going to operate as a small market or not, and I'm not sure they're given the resources to do so. Because as much as we're talking about the on-field product, right? Like, it's pretty obvious to look at payroll. Is it a Mike Rizzo issue that they didn't have that pitching machine that we were talking about last week with Spencer Nussbaum, I believe, on the station here, talking about this specific machine that they didn't have that so many other teams, and you talked about not having the resources. Is that a Rizzo thing or is that a learner thing? I would lean to think that Rizzo has no issue having that machine, and that's probably a learner thing.
Yeah.
So what's to make me think that they have the necessary resources in the scouting department, in the development department? And so, look, has Rizzo been good at the draft and develop? Absolutely not. Has he been given the resources? I can't answer that.
Well, the thing of it, though, you're not going to fire the owner. The owner can't fire himself.
Right.
So you know what happens next. So I would say this. At this point, fans, we were clamoring. A lot of people clamoring for David to be gone. After he made the comment about it, you can't blame the coaches. Well, now, put that pressure on your ownership. Make your ownership understand D.C. is not small market.
It's not.
And if you're not selling the damn team, spend some damn money. Okay? That's the mindset. Because I think people have to understand when you tell someone, we're not going to support you, but you show up every day, you're supporting them. You have to make them understand that, you know what? You can't be an owner and live off of what happened in 2019. Okay? We want another one. Let's go get another. Hell, Dan Snyder ran through here and was showing all these trophies that he had nothing to do with. He's gone. And now you see things moving in a different direction. Maybe, just maybe, the ultimate thing, we always say things start from the top, starts from the head. The head is ownership. Maybe ownership has to change for things to get better over there.
100%. 100%. And I think that's the big question in all of this, because moving on from Rizzo, I think there's mixed feelings around the fan base. I think a majority of people are probably on board with it. There are still plenty of Rizzo supporters as well. I don't think there's
Some people look at the end result. Are we winning? No.
Exactly.
Okay,
I don't think
you can't blame one set. You got to blame everybody. From ownership on down, it's somebody that's messing up.
And I don't think that, there's as many Davey supporters. Look, you're always going to be thankful for 2019, but that was a long, long time ago. The big question, to your point, B. Mitch, is, now that you move on from Rizzo and Davey, does that mean that ownership is going to change the onus? I tweeted a little bit of a poll last night, got 460 votes, so not comprehensive, but a little bit of a sample size. Do you have faith that with the firings of Rizzo and Martinez that ownership will seriously invest in the team now? The overwhelming majority, 93.9%, said no. And I guarantee if we got thousands and thousands of vote, it would still be 90% no. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue, is just because you move on from Rizzo, just because you move on from Davey, doesn't suddenly mean that all of this is going to change. I think it opens the door because, to me, like you said, ownership can't get fired. And so continuing down the same vicious cycle of Davey is the manager and Mike Rizzo is the general manager and the learners owning the team was just never going to turn the corner. Because if they were going to, it would have been this year when you have James Wood as an all-star and potential MVP candidate, Mackenzie Gore as in the Cy Young conversation and an all-star, C.J. Abrams having a really good season, and you're still 16 games under 500 entering the second week of July. So something needed to change. And if ownership's not going to change, then something else needed to change. They ultimately decide it's going to be Rizzo and Davey Martinez. We'll see if they end up making some meaningful changes to the way that they operate. If not, then maybe we're just having the same conversation over and over again about whoever takes over because ownership doesn't make the serious investment that they absolutely need. We're going to get into some of your phone calls in just a little bit, but coming up next, Bobby Blanco from MassinSports.com. He's going to join us to break this all down. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.